Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Me amo mud. That's a little Primus there in Espanol. Miyamo Mud. It's a special one-off track they did. They put up on iTunes. Was it YouTube? You can probably find it on YouTube, too. I don't know if they have a video for it. But, yeah, Primus, in December, they did a tour of South America. And they took, that was kind of like a little tip of the hat, a little something to help promo that tour. And you can't find it under Primus, though. If you're looking for it on iTunes, you got to look for, just type in Miyamo Mud and you'll find it. It's under the name Les Claypool, Larry Lalonde, and Jay Lane, the guys that are currently the members of Primus. I presume there's some sort of contractual thing that's keeping them from putting it on there as Primus. But I'm a Primus fanatic. I love Primus. It's probably one of my favorite bands. They're one of, if not the band that I'm, is one of my favorites of all time. Yeah, easily top five, top three, Primus. And so anything and everything Les Claypool does, I'm usually interested in. I think he's kind of hit and miss these days, but I don't know. I like that one. I thought it was pretty funny. When I heard it, I was, being a Primus fan, I thought it was funny. And I'm sure the folks in South America for their tour, because they did that, the Spanish version on the tour, and I'm sure they were just going apeshit over that. I would. Anyhoot, it's Vince in the Bay here. It's 10 p.m. Pacific. That means it's time for Disorderly Conduct. I take your calls at 347-826-7667. Big shout out to Blue Goose, Iconoclast TX, Kenmore, Belinda, and Slim Jim. Once again, folks, I do not endorse anything that Melinda sends via links in the chat room. I did see, and usually, although lately it's just been Michelle Obama, so it's not, I mean, it's, especially if she sends you something on YouTube, you know it can't be too bad. It's not going to be pornographic or really shouldn't be too explicit, but, oh my goodness. All right, I'll check out the Fred Sanford versus Michelle Obama. Okay, I'll check that out. All right, I'll check out these links in a minute. Some of them are actually funny, Melinda. I'm sorry. I know I give you a hard time. This one, okay, this one's kind of funny, I guess. You had another one that was longer, though, Melinda. Send me another one. Do it privately. Don't put it in the main chat. You can do it to me privately if you want. You sent me one about Michelle a couple of days ago. This one's 10 seconds, I know. No, you sent me one a couple of days ago that was like 2 minutes long or something. I don't know. Anyway, this is a call-in show. Your calls take priority as long as you call in at 347-826-7667. Listening to another show before I came on here, another host, another BTR stalwart, if you will, is contemplating on air what his options are. And I have been offered the upgrade, the offer extension from BTR. They've extended their offer to upgrade to premium. I have not upgraded to premium, and I'm still not planning on doing it. I'm thinking about it still. I haven't said no, shut the door entirely. Lately I've been getting having a lot of technical issues. At least I hope they're technical. And so that's made me a little bit skeptical about signing up for the premium. I have been up to this point pretty much set in just staying on is free, 30-minute, fine, I'll do a 30-minute show on BTR, and if that. It's time to step it up, though, in 2011. So I might just try to find another platform, maybe build my own site. Vince in the Bay, is a global brand that we will always have a presence here. I will always have a presence here on BTR in some way, shape, or form, whether it's this late-night, two-hour call-in show format. I don't know. It's going to be that like that for the next, 26 days here, 27 days. And I plan to go out with a bang. So I'm going to get into some stuff then. I don't have any callers right now, so then I guess this is a good time to go into this. So for those of you listening, I don't know if you're paying attention to the news. I haven't really been paying attention to the news, but this was brought up to my attention today, and I think it's been swirling around. I've been hearing mumblings of this, and I finally looked into it. So maybe you guys aren't all sports fans. I wish Dr. Cowpote was here. Dr. Cowpote would eat this up. He probably could tell you way more about it than I could. But as coach for the New York Jets, who've had the misfortune of scandal after scandal, all pretty much sexually related this year, the latest is their head coach, Rex Ryan. Apparently he has a foot fetish. That's right, the head coach of the New York Jets apparently has a foot fetish. It's come out that he's made a few home videos with his significant other, and they've all been foot fetish videos that people have seen on the internet so far. These have circulated. They've been on. They're still on. Some of them are still on YouTube. One of them, I've seen one of them, and I have a clip from it here that I'm going to play in a second. But the other one sounded a little more interesting to me. But I mean, this is juicy enough. It'll give you an idea of what this dude's all about. This guy Rex Ryan, and it's on YouTube. You can see the visual. I mean, his wife's. Look at him, look at her. Yeah, okay. But apparently they're kinky. They're making these, it was actually pretty well shot. If you watch the video, pretty well shot. Good framing, nice composition. The sound quality's not that great just because all you hear is him because it's his camcorder. And he's holding it and you hear him more than her. But they're a kinky little couple. I don't know, but you judge for yourself and whether or not this is. I mean, obviously he hasn't done anything illegal. It's not against the law to videotape your wife and potentially the stranger whose feet you want to massage. I guess when I get to, I don't know how old Rex Ryan is. Rex Ryan might be. I don't know. He might. I'm gonna guess he's like mid. Oh, I got a mid 40s, late 40s, maybe. You know, he's an NFL coach. He's probably loaded. You know, him and his wife are doing well, living high off the hog. You know, living la vida loca, as it were. And you know, I'm sure they're just bored and they're just playing around with their camera. And of course, somebody got a hold of it and. Bam! In the age of the digital age, that spreads like wildfire. It's crazy. All right, so I hope I've set the stage for you. I have two clips here. I have one clip of Rex of the video, the actual video. I got one of the videos. There's apparently two I've heard of. One I've seen. The other one I haven't. The first one I heard about and saw is this one, and this is Rex Ryan, coach of the New York Jets, And he and his wife. Now, just to set the scene for you, just so you have a visual, for those of you who are just listening and haven't seen it, basically it's all one shot, and it's it's a couple shots, but it's from Rex's point of view. He's got the camera, and it starts off with all you see is a car window that's parked, and the window's rolled down. And these feet are bare feet are hanging out the window, and Rex Ryan's camera was there to catch it. Oh, wait a second. Let me put. I gotta bump the volume, I think, a little bit on this. All right, here it is.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I help you with anything?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just resting for a few minutes.
Oh, okay. There's no car trouble or anything?
No, not at all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, you don't have to put your feet in. You can leave them out.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, oh, yeah. In fact, you have really beautiful feet.
Well, thank you. You know, most people.
Yeah, they're
beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Like them.
Do you mind if I touch them?
Very good.
Yes, you do. I can touch them.
Yes.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Oh, wow, they're like really soft.
Yeah.
They're like really soft.
You know, some
people
can.
Yeah. Hmm.
Take good care.
Mm-hmm. And my small ankles and my tiny feet. Since I keep
a pedicure
on a very frequent basis,
I like to show
them off. Yeah.
People like to look at them.
Is it okay to touch them again?
Sure.
Can I smell them?
Sure. Both of them like them.
That most men like to do a lot of things with those feet.
Yes, I believe they do.
Oh, well, ma'am, can I take your number or see your driver's license?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to turn this thing off.
Yeah, he's going to turn that thing off. Okay, harmless, totally harmless. Just funny. But apparently that video and several others, one apparently that I did not see, that included the coach, Rex Ryan, who you heard there in the video, apparently he was the camera guy, and he got some black guy, some big black guy, I don't know if it was one of his players, maybe I'm jumping to conclusions, but I heard he got some black guy on camera to worship his wife's feet. So that, and this video and others, so this is like the most tame one, I guess. But you hear the guy there, that's him. So anyway, so this surfaced recently, and this guy's Rex is all, yeah, it totally sounds like porn. It's like, I mean, it's basically an intro for porn, for porn foot fetish video or something. And, yeah, so he got caught with his pants down, so to speak. And so that came out, and so he had a press conference, you know, for a game this weekend. And so, of course, this came up.
With that, I'll open it up for questions.
Thank you, Ryan. Did you and your wife make the foot fetish video?
Obviously I knew, these questions, this question's coming and things. It's, you know, this is a personal matter, and I'm not going to discuss it.
Can you confirm if that was you and your wife in that video? Or?
Again, you know, this is a personal matter, and, you know, I hope you can respect the fact that I wish not to discuss it.
Is it taking your focus off the team?
You know, I'm going to be ready to play Chicago. We're going to be ready to play Chicago, and I am ready. You know, it's my job. I'm focused on the job at hand.
Rex, can you talk about how these tapes, how these videos got on YouTube, how they got in the public eye?
Again, you know, it's just a personal matter. And, you know, I really don't want to discuss it.
Rex, even though it's a personal matter, is it something that you had to talk to the organization about? Is it something that came up in any kind of conversation with management?
Again, it's, you know, it's personal.
By not denying it, then the perception would be the opposite.
Gary, I just want to keep things that it's a personal matter, and I'm really not here to discuss it.
I just think that a lot of people, if this is your wife on this, in the paper, a lot of people have commented it's his wife, and it's kind of cool that he has a fetish with his wife's feet.
You know, and I understand, you know, I'm going to get asked this question front way, sideways, back way, all this. It is a personal matter.
Can you tell us about your wife?
My wife's beautiful. She's been married for 23 years, and, you know, she's awesome.
She's awesome, man. Yeah.
Thank you, very nice.
We'll be right back. Call me 347-826. 7667. right. This is Vince the Bay. I'm back. I am taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I know after talking about Rex Reed there, coach of the Jets, who was recently outed as a sex fetish freak. I never got the sex fetish. The foot fetish freak. Did I say sex fetish? I used to have a sex fetish, too. But not anymore. God, I worked through it. Anyways, I never understood foot fetishes. Maybe he has some foreplay, sucking on the toes. Sure. But not the whole thing. That's not where I stop the game, all right? I'll start off nibbling on the toes and move up to the ankle and then up to the calf muscle and over to the kneecap and then up the leg over to the inner thigh, but never just stay directly on the toes or feet, you know? So it's a good place to start, but I have to make an announcement here, an anonymous announcement that I got during the break there. It says, this anonymous message says, I know a guy in California who removes hairs from vaginas of his girlfriends with tweezers. He won't let them shave. He likes to pluck each hair one by one. That's his fetish, huh? One by one. Man, dude. That's very tedious. Like a tedious fetish. Fetishes shouldn't be work, I don't think. Like, you know how many freaking hairs people have in their crotch area? It's ridiculous. Anywho, 347-826-7667 is the number. If you have a comment on Rex Ryan and his devious behavior, how dare he worship his wife's feet? it's not a crime. It's just funny. But it begs the question, why did this come out and how did it come out? And I'll tell you what, it reeks of LOC, if you know what I'm talking about. Larry, do you know what I'm talking about? Larry.
Hello.
There he is. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry is with us now. I know it seems weird because he's doing his show right now, but he came over here to pop in for a second and give us a little input on his, I want to get his take on Rex Ryan. Larry, you know about this whole Rex Ryan thing that's been going on. What do you think about Rex Ryan right now?
I think that you could say he's a stalwart figure.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, he's the coach of the New York Jets. It's one of the, they're going to be in the playoffs. Every week, though, it's like a new, it's some new sex scandal. There was the Mexican reporter, and then there was, who else was there? There was, Brett Favre. Text messaging is pictures of his cock. This is the third thing that's happened this season to this franchise. The franchise that is owned by a man named Woody Johnson. I kid you not, a guy named Woody Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I don't know what's going on with Rex Ryan, but that clip I played from the press conference, you should check out on YouTube and look at his face. He looks He's got a very sheepish grin on his face. Well, not a grin, but a very sheepish look on his face. And he kind of has the look like, you guys got me. You got me. I like my wife's feet. And my wife loves the fact that I like her feet. Yeah. Anyways, I don't want to ramble on here while I have Larry here. Larry, I hate to keep you here. I know you've got a show going on right now. What's happening on your show right now?
not a whole lot going on.
Okay, I guess that explains why you're here. And I'm, of course, honored and privileged that you take time away from your show, which is broadcasting right now, as far as I can tell. Anyway, glad to have you here. I'm taking your calls, 347-826-7667. If you want to talk about Rex Ryan's foot fetish, we can chop it up about that. Or anything else that's on your mind, I'm going to go to the lines now. I have a call. Go ahead, caller, you're up here. Caller? Hello?
I'm on Quest. I want my damn Diary Queen discount.
I think our caller is requesting a Dairy Queen discount from Iconoclast. I didn't know. Is Iconoclast's show sponsored by Dairy Queen, or does he work at Dairy Queen? I can't tell from that. If the caller wants to call back in and explain that, that'd be great. All right, it's slow right now. We have a pretty packed chat room. I want to thank everybody for coming through in the chat room early on here. Alon, and that's that piece, and that's that place. Basic Bitch, Beneath Everything, Big Ashby, Blue Goose, Infinity Guitars, Ken Moore, Melinda, Moxie, Slim Jim, and Terry Richards Stan. Terry Richards Stan. Okay. All right. I think Moxie's here now. Moxie, what it do?
Yeah, what it do, bro? What's poppin'? I'm here. I was handling some other business, the LOC, mm-hmm. obviously.
Hello.
Big time. Big time. Is that you, Larry O'Shaughnessy?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say O'Shaughnessy. O'Connor. There we go.
Not a whole lot going on.
Well, we know that.
Anyways. Put that coffee down.
How does he or they or whoever the fuck it is know I have coffee here right now? I always start
show
off drinking coffee. I always start my show drinking coffee. It's what gets me started.
Coffee is for closers, and you close nothing.
That's right. That's right. You know, there are a lot of non-anonymous messages in the chat about how overweight I am. Now, you've seen pictures of me in a bikini.
Yeah. You are pretty fat.
You've seen pictures of me in a bikini.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, I'm obese.
Borderline obese. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your point? Voluptuous. I love voluptuous. I love a little extra cushion.
Yeah.
Cushion. Who doesn't? I mean, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just actually, it's interesting.
I mean, it makes your tits look bigger, right?
Find out how fat I am, right?
It makes your tits. I love big tits, and it makes your tits look bigger. And I love it. I love it. What do you think, Larry?
Wow, that's a plunging neckline there.
Yeah,
he loves my tits.
Yeah, for those of you in the Insider Extreme, on the web camera in the Insider Extreme, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm actually. All right. I'm really
BBW.
Not in the mood.
Yeah, Moxie is
I
a
BBW. I actually have, yeah, no, I'm totally meaty and fluffy. No, actually, I have problems keeping weight on. I'm the extreme opposite, and I really have no tolerance for this right now. So, anyway. So, there was a lot of talk about you over there on the Debbie Daly Show.
Oh, no. What did I do now?
Oh, I don't know. It was just crazy. I'm sorry I'm so late. It was just, I couldn't
What were they
leave.
Saying about? What were they saying? Well,
oh
what
my
were
God,
they saying about
were,
me up there?
They were talking about you and the LOC and how the LOC is going to hack the Flawless crew. I mean, it's really getting ugly.
No,
yeah.
They're not going to hack off. Wow. The LOC, I thought they were trying to stay out of the actual direct troll wars.
I guess that was the goal. She started out talking about Syntex, which sounds like, I don't know, maybe around the time that there was an Apple IIe. I don't know. I was trying to follow it. Debbie's cool, you know.
How do you feel about feet? Do you have a foot fetish at all?
No, but we did talk about that earlier.
Do you know anybody with a foot fetish and have her engaged in any foot fetish activity in your life,
okay.
In your career?
All right. This is real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Every time That's I've awesome. Met the LOC leader, he notices my shoes and stares at my feet. Yes, it's true.
Mm.
So I think that's possible, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not getting a lot of callers tonight. We have plenty of time to go here.
Yeah, go call in and tell me
and,
I'm fat. I'm 5'7"
yeah,
and barely 100 pounds. That's
yeah,
fantastic.
Tell us how you feel about Moxie's huge plump figure.
I know.
And,
how can I carry around 100 pounds? It's unbelievable.
I don't know where everybody is. Larry, where do you think everybody is?
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Glee.
Yeah, that's probably it. You're right.
All right. Well, okay. Flawless is saying no one wants to call because I'm on the line, so I'm going to hang up.
Oh. Wait. No, actually, the phones are starting to light up now. See, this is the delay. It's the delay. I got another call right now. Let's take this call. 760, you are unmuted and live on the air. What's on your mind? Hello, 760, you're live.
I have a message for Moxie. Lying that you have a BMI and pretending you aren't a high school dropout isn't fooling anyone. Pew, you need to go wash that seaweed pussy. It smells like you have a net full of flounder between your legs.
Okay, Moxie, how do you feel about that? Moxie, are you there? Did you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't understand that with that weird accent. What did that say?
Oh, I think they're from Korea, maybe. It's an Asian, weird Asian
yeah,
accent.
Yeah, I couldn't
I don't know.
Understand a There's, word they said.
They'll have to call her. You'll have to call back in and keep us updated. Or rephrase the question or enunciate better. I don't know. It's radio. It's hard. It's internet
I didn't
radio.
Know what
They're
the
on
hell
their phone. It's bad, weird. Yeah, it was kind of. I thought they were talking in another language for a second.
Yeah, let's take another caller. Bring it on.
All right,
bitches.
There's. Well, we have callers who are listening only. If those callers want to join the conversation, the number one on your keypad is what you need to press to raise your hand, and that way our intern knows to unmute you on the air. And we'll bring you on. Just press number one to raise your hand, and we'll put you on.
That's right. That's the way it works.
not a whole lot going on.
Oh, the LOC.
Yeah.
They're
you
just so
it.
Evil. What a jerk.
That's right.
The LOC, they are so vicious. Have they hacked your chat, your switchboard
Not yet.
Chat?
Hey, come on. My fingers have been crossed the entire show. You're not supposed to say anything about that.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, if you want to call in, talk about Rex Ryan and his foot fetish, maybe you have a foot fetish story that you can share with us here on the air. Do you also want to comment on Moxie's Less Than Hourglass figure? We can talk about that as well. We accept anonymous messages and non-anonymous messages. So, yeah. And I'd encourage that one caller that we didn't understand to maybe call back and try to explain it better, or maybe get a friend to call in for you who understands and can enunciate and pronounce words in the English language. And with that said, let's listen to a song in French and Spanish, shall we?
Mano negra aquí presente condena las inútiles pruebas nucleares en el Pacífico. No a la bomba, no a la muerte. No a la bomba, no a la muerte.
C'est une guerre.
On the air.
Moxie, Moxie, you are so foxy, you make me wanna show you my coxy. Moxie, Moxie, you're not a flopsy. Just kidding. You still haven't paid me back on PayPal for buying your University of Phoenix Associates degree off eBay, bitch. I'm going to give you a horrible buyer rating.
All right, next caller, you're on the air. Caller? Go ahead, you're on the air, caller. Come on, cue the shit up. Let's go.
Moxie, you greasy bitch. The only Ivy League degrees you ever in being forever alone and eating everything in sight. Stay fat, racist, and pressed, bitch.
Okay. Next caller, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Shanene.
Oh, Shanene, what's going on, girl?
I've been, like, listening into, like, the rest of the radio shows with the Falls crew, and it's been pretty exciting tonight, so.
Good, good, good. What have you heard so far that you've that's gotten you excited?
All the crap about Moxie and you being a pedophile and the normal.
Okay. I didn't see the stuff about me being a pedophile. Can you elaborate?
Oh, that's the stuff that they talked about when you were gone.
Gone when?
Several times in the chat.
Oh. Okay. Am I in the chat right now? I can't even... Yeah, I'm in the chat.
Moxie's
what are they saying?
Trash.
I can't... Oh, yeah. Well, tell me something I don't know. What else? What else you got?
Her BMI is like infinity plus a couple hundred thousand. It's like really up there.
Thank you. Very nice.
Okay. What else?
I'm sorry if I started like coughing. I was smoking something funny in the back with my girl Wanda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell Wanda we said hi. Does Wanda want to join the conversation here? Put Wanda on.
Oh, no. Wanda hates you.
Oh, well, let's try to make peace here with Wanda.
Let's not.
Okay, fair enough. So, Moxie, reaction.
I'm sorry, what?
Moxie,
I didn't
are you there?
I'm here.
What?
I didn't I couldn't hear anything.
Oh. Are your ears open?
They are, but I couldn't understand that man's accent that was talking earlier. So I don't know.
Oh, I understood what they said.
Could you translate for me? Thank you.
You understand? You understand Korean, right?
I understand.
Or was that Russian? I couldn't tell. Does that sound Russian or Korean to you?
It sounded like Japanese to me, because there was a lot of watashiwa, namaewa, you know. I think it was Japanese.
You know, we have a resident translator, the Jews here. Jew, can you confirm whether or not that was Russian? I think that was Russian.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Okay. All right,
we're getting
trust
nothing
him.
Else. Yeah, fuck that. I think it was Russian.
Probably was. But I think it was mixed in with some Japanese. Because I did hear watashiwa.
Watashiwa.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what that means.
Comb my back hair, please.
Well, yeah, it's the Flawless crew. They've got to get that back hair.
Flawless...
has got to be combed out.
Wait a second. Wait. The Flawless crew, they're not here. What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not even. I'm out. I'm actually reading.
All right.
Heaviest man.
Well, Shanae just called in, and she's friends with the Flawless crew. All right. I have an anonymous message. This is an anonymous message for Shanae, and it says, "Girl, your camel toe stinks like yogurt. It stinks like yogurt that's been left out in the sun for 9 days."
That's got to smell pretty bad.
It's bad enough having it smell like yogurt. Now, is that plain yogurt, vanilla?
Yeah.
What is it?
I know, which flavor? We need to know the flavor.
Strawberry. All right, I have another call here. Go ahead, 760, you're on the air.
モークシーズエースチュピッドカントビッチフシュトゴージャンプオフエービルディングチュピッドスラッドファックリンスギフミーサキサキフォーユ
ー Vince is a flop troll flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian Underground Unsigned Techno Dance Chart. Vince is a flop troll. Flop.
Derek, bring it on, motherfuckers.
Bring it.
8, 2, 6, 7, 6, 6, 7.
I just wanted to voice my opinion about trolls and trolling and stuff. I just wanted to say that I don't 100% support it in some areas, but I do want to make it clear for people that are very thick-headed in Fort Smith, Arkansas, that they don't understand that it's not personal attacking of people. They don't understand that it's randomized and that it's done for money. Like, that they don't think that it's being done as a job, which it is. They think that it's just for fun, like it's something because they're bored, so they just screw with people.
We're accepting trolls of all sorts. It's been fun so far. We've had a nice broad range of trolls. I have another one here, another 760. Go ahead, you're on the air.
We know you won't play Calvin because her giant tuna pussy reminds you of a 50 McFish sandwiches that you eat every day before breakfast. I think you should quit Blog Talk Radio and stay away until your BMI is less than there forever. Bye, bitch.
Get up your fucking white ass.
You know Wagner used to be part of Skype Asshole.
I'm on to the 182 and I'm on to Skype Asshole.
I'm a troll and a liar. So
have you paced up for a while?
The one-eyed Jim, yeah. We changed his name.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it.
That's right.
Okay, I'm back. Vince in the Bay. I had to take a leak there, and I appreciate you folks sticking around while I did that. The switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree here, kids. Got a lot of calls to get here. Get in here before we hit the top of the hour. I have Shanae still with me. Shanae, what's going on?
Oh, by the way, my camel toe yogurt flavor is flawless.
That's what I would imagine.
Don't imagine that. That's
okay.
Disgusting.
Okay, fair enough. We have another call here, 760. Go ahead, you're on the line. 760. 760, come on, cue it up. Cue it up. Let's go. Hurry. We got a show here.
Thank you, very nice.
You snooze, you lose.
To
got
the
university. What? What, 760? Start that over again. What?
Went to the University of Phoenix. She majored in binge eating with a minor in frosting consumption. Why don't you go shave your forehead now, you balding racist bitch? Mox.
Okay. That's enough. All right. Got through all of that. Moxie, we're back.
I have some breaking news for you.
Oh, what's that?
You're going to be a little upset about it, so I hope you're sitting down because it's a little weird if you're doing radio standing up or internet blog talk fake radio standing up.
Oh, okay. All right. Hang on a second. Let me.
Oh, yeah. See, I figured you'd have to sit down.
Yeah,
you ready?
Go ahead. I paced around the studio, my home studio here, running around in circles while I'm talking. I'm very active while I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Okay, the doctors are trying. LOC for life. All right. This is, I'm glad you're sitting down because I know this is sort of like the love of your life, but doctors are trying to avoid risky leg amputation for Zsa Zsa Gabor. Are you okay?
Poor Zsa Zsa. That's sad. That's sad. You know what's really sad?
What's risky about leg amputation? I mean, you're losing your legs,
people.
Right?
These poor people, I saw this thing on the Roger Ebert. I think I talked about this on my show a couple of days ago, but I'll talk about it again. I saw it on CBS News or something. I couldn't look at it. I could not look at the screen after a while. His mouth is gone. His whole, like, everything. Like, it's just his jaw is just, like, hanging there, like, as an accessory. It's not functional at all. Like, I guess he eats through a tube. I don't know what's going on. It's scary to look at him. Like, it's kind of like watching that news piece on him was, I felt like was, I was watching a horror film.
It's
a horror
totally
film that
creepy.
Would probably get, that would, a really terrible one, like Saw 3 that Ebert himself would probably give a thumbs down to.
Yeah. Okay, I have a public question for you. This is, I guess, in contrast to the anonymous messages that I normally read. Vince, it's for you. How long did that troll montage take?
Which troll montage? That one right there that I just played right there?
Mm-hmm.
That one didn't take very long at all. That one took maybe like 20 minutes. Because a lot of it was just the stuff that I had already pulled for the first one. The first one took a couple hours. Probably took like 2 hours.
I don't. Yeah, that first one went on, I think, 20 minutes or something. That would be... That was.
Yeah,
like,
but I only took it from
version.
Like, I took all that stuff from like, I think like a grand total of like 5 sources.
It was an impressive array, I have to say.
It was, you know what, it could have been a lot better, but, you know, for just throwing it together, it was fun and it came out all right. And I know everybody thinks I'm patting myself on the back in the chat room.
And you are, though.
And I am,
okay.
And I am, and of course I am, of course I am. But I do have a background in video and audio editing, so it's like...
Yeah, just like I have my University of Phoenix science degree. Come on now,
and
wink,
I also,
wink,
I
nudge,
have...
nudge.
I love it.
Show tune.
You ready for it? Show tune?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are asking for some show tunes?
Already?
It's, well, we're busting into the door. Let's let our hair down, kids.
I know a game. Listen to it carefully and follow after me. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log, there's a log. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch, there's a branch, there's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump, there's a bump. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog, there's a frog. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail, there's a tail. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck, there's a speck. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a what?
Like I said.
In the bottom of the sea.
There's a fleck, there's a speck. There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. So let's flick the fleck, brush the speck, twist the tail, chase the frog, flatten the bump, break the branch, burn the log, fill the hole.
Hole in the bottom of the sea, 'cause we need it like a hole in the sea. In the sea, in the sea.
See?
Tune to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Alright, Vince the Bay back here with you. Disorderly Conduct, the program, 347-826-766 number. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, taking your calls. I have another call here with the hand up. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Alright. Try this one. Here's another one. 760.
I want to go fuck ahead. Sweet fuck. Why isn't Shanae in the chat? Girl, don't flop on me. I want to fuck your sweet succulent asshole. I bet it tastes divine. Moxie's asshole, on the other hand, tastes sour and like Satan's expired soy pussy juice. Her Ivy League degree was purchased at www.flopcunts.edu.
Moxie, is this, is what she's saying, or he, or it, or that thing? Hang on. Moxie, is this true?
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And I want to just come clean right now. Okay. I purchased my degree from flopcunts.edu, and also I have ham hands. I really kind of feel good about coming clean on this, you know, and just being honest about all the cottage cheese on my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels good. I feel free. I'm kind of 10 pounds lighter, if you will. It's amazing.
Okay.
Like, my ass looks like cottage cheese in a hefty bag. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really bad. But I feel,
that's a good visual.
I feel really
Thank you.
Good about talking about it now. You know? It's I'm big and beautiful, baby.
Why do you think I have you on my show? Big voluptuous types.
I know. Well, we go together because you have a big. I mean, sorry.
I got a big
BMI
chakra.
Yeah, and a big chakra, right? That's why we're doing this.
My chakra's BMI is almost as big as you.
I can't believe the Flawless crew outed me. I have all these pictures of skinny bitches on all of
my... I know.
My...
It's,
web page is going back like 15 years. I know. It's not.
It's amazing. You're a great Photoshop artist.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. I'm really good with the Photoshop. All those skinny bitches, they have no idea that I'm using their photos. It's amazing. So anyway, I kind of feel better now. I feel really happy, you know? An LOC for life.
Moxie is not 50. She's 57.
No, I'm 67, to be honest.
I'm trying to... Okay, fine. All right, kids, if you want to call
in, plenty
of time.
Ten more. What's up with you?
347-826-7667. Taking calls for Jabba the Hutt. I mean, Moxie. Wow. We kid.
All right, people.
We kid.
People. Oh, I know. People are asking for pictures of me, so I just keep posting my big Hollywood page in there.
There's a picture of me there. Might as well keep the propaganda campaign rolling.
I know. I just want to get as many hits on that page as I can. Because I get paid big money. You know, every time somebody clicks over there, it's pretty important.
You're getting some of the same money that the Larry gets.
It kind of makes you a member of the LLC.
Yeah, same. You're drinking from the same trough.
We are because we're all big, huge cows. Yeah. So we all do. We drink our water from the same. I can't even say it.
Then don't.
Because I got my. I'm gonna do like a Debbie Daly. I got my Ivy degree from www.flopcunts.edu.
Oh, really?
I know.
So you're accredited.
Oh, I'm totally accredited. Are you kidding? Oh, my God. This is like our fourth hour of radio. It's our fourth hour of radio today.
This is wild. It's so wild. So wild, I tell you. Well, you know what? It's time for us to do a quick check-in with Larry again. Larry just wrapped up his show, and I know he's busy. He's a workaholic. He's probably prepping for tomorrow's show. He's going to give us a quick little update and tease for tomorrow's show. What's going on stage right tomorrow, Larry?
We're going to start to introduce some of the wacky entertainment aspects of what goes on over at Big Hollywood.
Okay. Look forward to it. Great. There you go. That's Larry. We're now going to go back to your calls. Right now, the switchboard is lighting up. 402, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Identify
yourself. Who is this?
This is Welder. I'm in the chat. I actually love the idea of this show. It makes perfect sense.
It's all coming together for you, isn't it? Hang on a second. I gotta announce the anonymous question. This is for all the callers. This is a question for Moxie, really quick. Anonymous question for Moxie. Why does Moxie take pics from the neck up? Is she on MySpace? Moxie, you want to address that real quick?
I am. I probably have a MySpace account somewhere, but I don't visit that. No, I take it from the neck up because all of my extra 300 pounds are from the neck down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I want to keep the obesity beneath the eye of the camera, if you will.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's important. It's important.
Sneaky. Sneaky.
Yeah,
little trick
look,
of the trade,
I guess. Do you want to hear what I had for dinner tonight?
Yes, please.
It's just a couple sticks of butter. So, I just, you know, I mean, I'm just going to be honest because it makes me feel free and happy.
Yeah.
Know?
Let it go, girl. Liberate.
And what's up with Ken Moore? Ken Moore, the LOC.
Puts out a great line of paints.
Yeah, but Ken Moore also washes my dishes because, you know, I eat so much butter. And my clothes. But Ken Moore has proven himself to be a little bit of a turncoat because he was with the LOC. So, I don't know. I'm a little confused.
And now,
where's
he now?
Sketchy. Well, he's here.
Oh, is he with Flawless now? Because I noticed he came in when Flawless came in. Flawless came in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's scrolling with them now. Okay,
you know what
I think
I'm going to do? Can I hack your chat room? Do you mind?
I'd rather you not. You know, the LOC is already hacking it. Why don't you talk to one of them? You know which one of them's in the chat right now, right?
Yeah, I do. I've hacked your chat room. Sorry.
Oh, you asshole. God damn
it. I'm sorry.
My IT guy, Tyrone.
So, Jerry Richards fan wanted to know. What?
No, my IT guy told me he was going to have it fixed. His name's Tyrone. You might know him. He calls him the Benjamin Yahim show all the time. And his name's Tyrone. And don't hire him. He's the worst IT guy ever. He promised me this would never happen. And my own co-host hacks my show.
Yeah, well, and that place has said that my face reminds her of someone, a thinner Amber or something. So,
who's
anyway,
Amber?
I just hacked your chat. I don't know. I'm hacking your chat.
Dude, that's not cool. Oh, man. And you're also exposing the fact that you could, in fact, be one of the LOC because they hacked my chat. They hacked my chat the last couple nights. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to alarm anybody. But the LOC has been around folks hacking chat rooms. And I know because they'll all have a private conversation with somebody and then an LOC will pop in and, like say stuff back to me that I just said to somebody else. And it's not cool. And I wish they would just chill out on that. And so anyhoot, there you have it. If you guys want to join us here before my chat gets hacked by the LOC or my switchboard gets hacked, but
the LOC is. I see here in the chat that they're. They're going for your switchboard, dude.
It's fucked up.
But
man.
That's Larry for you, you know? That's how Larry is.
I give him airtime, too. God, the guy doesn't need any more goddamn airtime. He's like the god of BTR. Like, everybody knows him.
I know. He's like Fly Lady. You know? It's like him and her, and that's it. It's all you've got on BTR.
I have a message for an anonymous message for Moxie, and that is that Bionica says hello.
All right. Hello, Bionica. And what? And that I'm fat and whatever, right? I mean, come on. Who cares?
No. Well, you're hacking into my chat, so maybe you can tell me what they're saying exactly. But they just said that Bionica, who's not in our chat at all, I don't know why the rest of the Flawless crew is here and Bionica isn't. Is she exiled from Flawless?
She must be. I think there's a splinter group going on because I've had a lot of people asking me about the LOC. you know?
Yeah, I did hear some chatter. I did hear, so you know, I do troll. Part of what I do is I do troll trends forecasting because I'm kind of it's a lot of the trolling that's going on here, and we called it about a week ago. We said on my program we forecasted that Flawless was going through a very 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 volatile period. And you would want to stay away from them. They have internal problems, a lot of turmoil within. I'm also getting word that there's factions, or a faction that has branched off from Flawless and is now operating on their own.
Yeah, it's a little weird. And then I know that there are a few token males in the Flawless crew, but I did not know that Ken Moore was.
I have an anonymous message, and it is, Moxie is as flawless and cute as Madonna. Really? Wow.
So you made that up.
Oh, you got me.
You're like Dake. I know you didn't do that. All right, so what is happening in 2011 with the troll crews? I hear Flawless. They're scared to death of the LOC. And I understand that the BWC, there's a lot of defections going on.
Well, the right? BWC, it's already common knowledge that there are factions within the BWC. That's nothing new. It still continues to operate as a functioning organization, despite that fact. And the Flawless will do the same. I mean, look, Flawless is here. You know, even though despite their internal turmoil, they are able to function as an organization. But the difference is the BWC is more widespread and are able to take a hit like that harder than, say, a Flawless, which is a small, devout, you know, group. And they, you know, if they take a hit of 10-15% defection, that's a big, healthy chunk.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of putting my money on the LOC because I think Larry, the stage right show, I think he's going nuts with this. You know, he's paying these people big bucks. Flawless crew, I don't think any of them get paid, do they?
I think it's all deferred.
Yeah, well, they're still, you know, in their community colleges. I mean, Ivy League colleges, sorry. Well, whatever it is, they're kids. You know, they claim that because you flirt with them that you're a creeper, you're not a pedophile.
So?
I'm
not a pedophile, but so what? I'm a creeper. Who cares? I'm not a pedophile, though.
No, that is a creeper is a pedophile.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not cool.
Right, and they're all over the age of 18, as far as I can tell.
Oh.
I've doxed a lot of them, so.
All right. Well, I know the LOC has doxed a lot of them. The LOC.
Oh, the LOC has you and me doxed too. I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah. Of course, they have everybody doxed, but
I've
got a couple. Yeah, I've got a couple of nice ends with them, and so obviously I don't have everybody doxed, so I have to rely on them a lot, and sometimes I subcontract for them. They're great.
There's
they're good people to work with.
They are.
You don't want to be on the bad end of that deal, but if you're on the good end, they're great, solid people to work with.
Look, have you found the Dox Trading Post? It's sort of like an eBay for doxing people.
No.
Okay. Well, I will send it to you in private chat so that you can find it. But, yeah, you can go and you can say, oh, yeah, I've doxed, and that's that piece. And they'll trade you the dox for a fierce bitch. I mean, it's, you know, pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just
trade. All right, so hour number two, we got 40 minutes to go. The phone lines are still lit. Let's take another call here. Let's go to another 760. You are live on the air. What's on your mind tonight? 760, wake up. Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Go into it, Moxie. Aww. Break it down for us.
Yeah. Come on. Bring it. Come on, what happened?
That's it.
I know. They don't have any soul. That's the problem.
All right. I'm sorry. I forgot who. 402, you're back on. Who is this again? Area code 402, your hand up. You're unmuted. Who's there? Do you remember who that was in the 402? They were just on a second ago.
I don't. They were just talking. I don't think they ever identified themselves. I don't know. I've been awake because I was at the airport at 6 this morning. So I don't know. But I don't think he identified himself. Or was it a she? Right. I think it was a girl.
I thought it was a dude. It was a dude on the 402, and he's not there right now. I'll come back to him. Maybe he's stepped
away. All right. We'll dox him. Don't worry.
Yeah, he might be stroking himself. I know how that is. Sometimes you're on a show and you think you're going to be on hold for a while. oh, man. All right, so Steve? Is that who it was?
I don't know.
Oh, Steve? That's you? You're Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a girl.
I didn't have my thoughts collected. No, I had time to jack off.
Oh, welder Steve. That's right. Yeah.
Wait. Which Steve are you in the chat room?
I'm welder Steve.
Oh, yeah. Welder Steve. Got it. What's going on, welder Steve? What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to tell you at first how I liked this show because I just waded through this minefield of crap to get here, and once I got here, I was actually laughing. I was laughing out loud, but I wanted to know how many of the guys out there, how many of the listeners out there have the automated voice where they just type stuff in and it comes out in that NOAA radio kind of monotone, almost sounds humanistic, you know? The voices.
Yeah, I can.
Not the ones in my head, but you know.
I can answer that question, but it would just take me, you know, like a quick second.
That's great to know. Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Moxie. Anyways, no, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Oh, I kid.
Oh. I like the show. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, that's great. All right, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Do you want to stick around, Steve, or are you going to drop off?
Yeah, I'll stick around if you got any questions or whatever.
Yeah, just hang out. You're on the panel. We got 40 minutes to go. You're welcome to, or 35 minutes to go. You're welcome to stay with us till the end here.
All right. I've got the automated voice ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Moxie can do it, too. Everybody does it. Sometimes it's Moxie that calls in, and I don't even realize it.
I know.
I don't even.
This isn't my real voice. It's not my real voice.
Yeah, it's totally computer generated, just like her picture is totally fake.
Here we go.
Flora sucks my hairy balls.
Yeah. There we go. I can translate.
Okay, great.
Could you hear it?
Anybody else? I heard something.
No?
I don't know what it said.
Oh,
I heard something.
French guy. Mm. I guess I didn't have my volume loud enough. Whatever.
Yeah. Why don't you tweak that a little bit? I heard Debbie Daly tweaking out her studio.
She is. It's so awesome. She was talking about you for a while. I was. I'm not really the spy because she likes me, but.
I don't care. I just want to know what she think. What was she saying? Anything, like, does she want to have sex with me yet?
No, she's not going to leave her husband for you, Vince. I'm sorry.
Okay, but, I don't care about her feeding her husband. I just want to have sex with her.
Oh, my bad.
I want
bad.
To make love to her. Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, I don't know. No, I mean, she was just talking about, you know, one angry Jew. Do we have him on the line? Where is he tonight?
MIA.
I don't, yeah, okay. That's too bad.
I don't know.
He's been talked about quite a bit tonight. It's kind of
crazy. He hasn't. He's been around. He was around earlier today on BTR. Just didn't, he hasn't made it. His, we've been doing 100% Jew-free programs, and it's been great.
I know.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, it's been great. No trolling and lying. Well, no lying, at least.
Hello?
Who's that?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Okay, Larry of the LOC. All right.
Yeah, the LOC's been here for a while. They've been unmuted. I just...
Hey, Alon G.
I just unmuted their line just to see it. Huh?
Yeah, well, they simulcast, you know. They simulcast your show. Alon Z says, if the Jew shows up, he's leaving.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to hold you to that.
That would be awful.
Here's an anonymous question for me. How many times have you met Chris Hansen?
Oh, I got that anonymous question, too. about you.
I don't even know who
about
that
you.
Is. Oh, the guy from To Catch a Predator from...
yeah, that
from
MS...
Whatchamacallit?
Isn't it? Yeah.
MSNBC, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
the guy
that's
standing behind the bar when the guy walks
you know
in
that,
with, like,
that
the dildo, the condoms.
That bastard's caught me so many times. It's just, we just laugh about it now. We just go out. He catches me and I go, God, you bastard, you got me again. And we go out for drinks later. It's all, that's what they
it's
don't show
so
you.
Funny.
We're all friends. We all go out for drinks afterwards.
Is
like,
that
like
show?
The episode I was on, was on that they nailed it like three people with the same chick. The Indian guy and the trucker, those two guys, I ended up having drinks with those guys and hanging out with them all night long. It was great. We got strippers, and it was all on. Ken put it all on his tab. It was great. Those MSNBC people treat you great. I mean, you have to go to jail, obviously, but you get out on parole. They pay your bail, and then you know we just go out and party. It's great.
Yeah, I saw that episode. It wasn't my favorite. I'm not going to lie to you, but.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, it was actually
guy.
The behind the scenes is better than the actual show itself.
I love it the way, like, they have some boy that looks like a girl stand behind some sort of, you know, it's always a kitchen countertop island kind of thing. Have you noticed this? I don't even know if the show is still on. And then the kid comes out. And says, oh, hey, and then the guy's putting, like, his dildo and his condoms and his lube on the kitchen counter, like, pulling out of
That's
the
hot.
Paper bag. I know, it's so disgusting. What?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
it's
disgusting.
Gross. Yeah, totally.
And that's all that happens. And so he just... That's every single show. I don't even know why they bothered to make more than one.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
All right, I have a few. We got the lines are starting to back up again. I'm gonna bring
people
on.
Yeah, bring it, bitches.
Before I get to that, I have to share some anonymous messages here. One says that Moxie calendars and keeps them in a Ziploc bag under her pillowcase so she can sleep near them every night. It's kind of like her own little nightlight. I don't know how it's a nightlight, considering I've done this before. I've collected pubic hair and kept it in a Ziploc bag under my pillow, and it doesn't exactly work when I wake up at night and have to go take a leak. So, weird analogy, but thanks for playing. Public question. Are DOS like UGO cards for us, y'all trade? Ladies and gentlemen, I speak English. I don't understand Korean. So if you submit anything anonymously or anything at all in another language, chances are I'm not going to be able to read it, and I will not. I will make a fool out of myself by trying to read it on the air like that. But we did have some people that were talking about the French. It's been sort of a theme here tonight. We started off with the night, of course. If you have been tuned in from the beginning, we started off with Primus doing a Spanish version of My Name is Mud called Me Llamo Mud. If you're a Primus fan, you should listen. And you missed the show, beginning of the show, check back to the archives. Listen to the beginning. It's great. You can find it on iTunes. Yeah, so the theme of the night has been different languages, I guess. So, wee-wee, poo-poo. I will be right back, my comrades. Hold tight if you want to join us. 347-826-7667. Okay, so I'm getting questions in the chat room. They're very explicit. I apologize, but I, you know, I take it as my responsibility to address this, especially since I made the whole Rex Ryan thing a part of my description tonight, and we featured it earlier, his whole fetish thing. And somebody was asked about something. Somebody asked in the chat room about Bukkake and how I feel about it. Now, if it was I don't endorse Bukkake. No, not generally as a practice. I have not participated in any giving or receiving of any Bukkake actions. I'm curious. Do they have Bukkake videos? They probably do. Of the reverse, like instead of a bunch of guys and a chick, it's a bunch of chicks and a guy, you know, like those squirters. All right, speaking of Bukkake, let's take on calls here. And Basic Bitch, you're live. What's on your mind?
Okay, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Am I really loud?
No, why?
Is this like a good volume?
Works for me. What's okay. Well, why is there been a problem?
My microphone. I don't know if it works on this computer. Never mind.
But, it works great for me.
Okay.
What's up?
So, do you want to like explain to people who like, I don't know how to say this nicely, but like have lives, what this whole troll war thing is?
Well, if you want to, and I know you don't have the time, obviously, because you do have a life, what you're going to need to do is find some time. I know you're busy because you do stuff, and but maybe you have time at work. You work at an office, maybe. Maybe you drive to work. Whenever you have a chance. Download a couple of my episodes, previous episodes. They're all labeled Troll Wars. There's three of them, I think, so far. And I'll do another one, I'm sure, in the future, because there's always developments. And I play that right now just for fun. But it's not really part of my show description tonight. I don't want to get too far into it. I will talk about it a little bit, but I have to say, go check out the past episodes. If that doesn't do it, then buy my book, Troll Wars, and you can find out a lot of, it's a good introductory. We're gonna do a reprinting with an extra chapter. It's going to sort of expand and follow up on stuff that were sort of left, the storylines are sort of left unfulfilled. And we wrap up some things in the extra chapter and that'll be out on paperback sometime this year. And you can get all the details at vinceinthebay.com. Any hoot. Taking calls. Lines are still open. 347-826-7667. Bringing back my compadres tonight. Moxie, of course, and also Steve.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
What do you make of all this nonsense?
I'm messing around with the chat. I've become an instigator in chat.
Oh, what's going on in there? What the hell's going on in there? Oh, wow. So it looks like the last 20 minutes here is going to be just ridiculous. If you want to join us here, 347-826-7667. 7 is the number. Big ups to everybody in the chat tonight. We're winding it down here on the program. We were talking earlier about Rex Ryan and his foot fetish video that came out. I don't know if maybe some of the new listeners have joined us in this last hour here. Maybe you haven't come across this, and I mean that C-U-M. You might want to come across this video if you know what I'm saying. It's you can find it online. Rex Ryan apparently is in love not only with his wife but also adores and worships her feet. It's amazing. Gives a whole new layer to the term football. You know what I'm saying? All right. I got more calls here. 702, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
So, Vince, are you ever going to show us the tip? Because since you're so obsessed with us, you were almost going to that one time. Is it ever going to happen?
Which one? Who's this?
This is Fierce Bitch, and I want to know if we're going to see the tip.
Serious Bitch.
Fierce Bitch, not Serious Bitch. Excuse you.
Who's? I'm sorry, you're what bitch?
Fierce Bitch.
I have an anonymous message.
Don't interrupt me, Moxie. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, come on, you little fat cunt. My anonymous message is, will Ranger 75 please return the anal beads? One angry Jew is wanting them back. He's sorry he didn't pull them out before Ranger left. So, and that's
I'm
that
a troll beat. And a liar.
Flawless.
Also,
flawless,
unmute
Jew.
DJ.
That was flawless, Jew.
Absolutely.
I'm a troll and a liar.
All right, moving on. Let's see. We have. All right, Basic, you're back.
Thanks. Sorry for being mean to you earlier.
You know what? Next time you're mean to me, just do it in Spanish, and all is forgotten.
Okay.
No,
I don't really
seriously,
know Spanish,
Vince, why are you so obsessed with us? I mean, you devoted what, like 5 shows to us? it's getting ridiculous at this point.
Wouldn't you?
I would.
I mean, you guys are flawless. You know that, right?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with you obsessing over us?
Because you're flawless. Why is that
and
so weird?
You sound really creepy right now.
Oh. Well,
I don't have a problem.
That's kind of my shtick. Why do you guys keep... Here's the question. Why do you guys keep coming back?
Why do you keep talking about us? That's why we come back.
Maybe I keep talking about you because you keep coming back.
We are a very important part of Blog Talk Radio. We've been brought up in a lot of shows, like Debbie Daly. Okay.
Oh, I know you guys. I know you. How do you think I found out about you guys?
Yeah, like
by following us into tiny
chat. Legendary.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir here. Okay. Tell me something I don't know or already believe.
So, like, why is Moxie so rude? Like, that was uncalled for just now.
Hello?
Okay, this is awkward. Like, someone's going to say something.
Moxie's busy eating her feelings, DJ. That's why she can't answer you.
not a whole lot going on.
Flawless crew. I don't know if you're familiar with every once in a while I'll unmute that line and it's like they know they're watching me. They are fucking watching me. They know when I unmute them. Either that or they're just repeating that shit over and over. It's weird because this is how I know the LOC and the Flawless. This is how I knew for sure that LOC and Flawless were not the same. Because Flawless always has to take a minute to like cue up their thing.
I don't.
What are you talking about? You don't. But the LOC is, it's just always going. It's just always going. Watch. Okay. I muted them a second
LOC
ago.
LOC anyway?
I muted
who
them.
Are they?
I mute.
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
That's what, that sounds like a soundboard from 2005. Take that shit back with you, 2005.
Is he supposed to be relevant on Blog Talk?
I think that you could say he's a stalwart figure.
Okay. So did you make this crew up?
Because he wanted to be in Flawless so bad, so he had to make up his own crew to make him feel better. That sounds pretty plausible.
What's going on? Are we the host now?
Put that coffee down.
I don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Coffee is for closers, and you closed nothing.
Okay.
So put the soundboard, really. This isn't 2005.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, and you know, it's also not 2007 4chan, you fags.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? You're going to call me?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Slur. Because you can't think of anything else to say. That's ridiculous.
Moxie, we're not from 4chan. I'm sorry, we're not 4chan people. We're not B-tard.
Well, you know, the theater folks, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
I don't watch Glee.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. I'm going to hang up.
Hello?
Like this.
Yeah, let's... I'm done.
Moxie, you're a bitch.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
All right, I didn't know how long that was going to take, but it was actually pretty quick. You want to see if you can last against the LOC? Call us 347-867-267.
Them like they do in Texas, please. Hey. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. Can't read them all.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here with you, getting ready to wrap things up for the on-air listeners. Appreciate everybody sticking around till the end here. It's been a pleasure, as per usual. Always fun to do with the late night radio here on BTR. Gonna miss it. I really am. Gonna miss it. But we still have another 27 shows to go. So I appreciate you joining me in that journey. And big ups to the Tracy, you actually came in right. Yeah, you did come kind of late, but you didn't miss anything. We had the flawless crew. I thought we were this show was a Jew-free show. 100% Jew-free. Unfortunately, not 100% flawless free. It was not a flawless free show. Any hoots, but speaking of flawless, they're gone. God bless them. They are fun, but wow. Kind of overwhelming. but I do have a few folks here with me. Ken is here now. Ken, what's going on, brother? What's on your mind?
Not much. I'm just kind of disappointed in Moxie. I, you know, took time out of my busy day to listen to the show this afternoon while at work, and here she was ousting me, chastising me.
Well, didn't you deserve it?
Probably. I always do.
We talked about that.
I'll go back to washing dishes now.
Well, no, my clothes need to be washed. That'd be really hot if you could do that, Kenmore.
Have you seen Moxie's feet?
weren't they hanging out of a SUV window?
I think so.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
No.
I recognize them. Might have been her. Not sure. They're pretty hot, though.
No, I was wearing a bikini. It's all on my
perfect little toes. Should be like a...
Excuse me, ma'am.
Should be a toe model.
Can I help you with anything?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just
Oh, hey, what do we have here?
Oh, okay. There's no car trouble or anything?
No, not at all. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, just
you don't
relax.
Have to put your feet in. You can leave them out.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Really beautiful feet.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
You know,
can I touch them?
Most people do think most men do think
Oh, shit. I hate living by the airport.
Did she say she has flawless feet?
Yeah.
I think she is.
They are beautiful.
Have you seen the video? They are flawless.
Do you mind if I touch them? Yes,
oh,
you do.
God, you can touch
them. I can touch them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Oh, wow, they're like really soft.
They,
they are like really soft.
You know, super soft.
So soft. I love how soft they are. Oh my God, they're so. Oh, that's wild, wacky stuff.
That's crazy.
What's she saying
right
now?
Who was that? Was that the LSD?
Did she say she wanted to go down on his cock?
Is it okay to touch him again? Can I smell him?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Most men like to do a lot of things with those feet.
Oh, you're killing me, brother.
Wow.
Well, ma'am, can I take your number or see your driver's license? Sure.
Okay, your driver's license.
Turn this thing off.
Yeah, you better. Oh, you don't want to know what happens next, kid. Is it? I was watching that earlier, Vince, and I know what happened next. You delivered a pizza.
That's crazy.
To them.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right,
who is that? Is that the LOC again?
No, that's the one sample I have of them.
Thank you.
Is
very
that
nice.
Larry O'Shaughnessy, who's running for president?
Larry O'Donnell?
Oh, Larry O'Donnell. I'm sorry. I always get it wrong. I thought it was Larry O'Connard before. I don't know.
Welder Steve. Welder Steve, so great to have you here, man.
Yeah, he's a joy. He really is. I wish I hadn't
Welder
been
Steve.
Awake for like 2 days.
Yeah.
I could enjoy all this. I'm just
hey,
tired.
Welder Steve, we're
going
to wrap things up here for the live listeners. Do you have anything, any closing comments you want to share with us?
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
That's the wise choice.
Thanks for having me.
Hey,
seriously.
Yeah, no worries, man. Anytime. Do you have a show?
Yeah, it's called Insomniacs Collective. I've only done 2 shows. The rest of them have been deleted. So, and that was by my choice.
All right.
Had a co-host.
I'm going to follow
co-host
you.
Co-host went bad.
I'm going to follow. Cool. Yeah, I know the story. I'm going to follow you, man, next time you do a show. I'll check you out.
It should be later on this week, maybe Thursday.
Looking
but what
forward
I do
to it,
is
Ralph.
Just it's a 1 hour shit shoot with another comedian. I'm a comedian. I talk to other comedians. It's fun.
I could tell you were a comedian.
Eh, I doubt it. I wasn't even on tonight.
No,
you. Thanks, Moxie. I appreciate it.
Comedians are always on. You can always tell. I was laughing. I'm just tired. I was at the airport at 6 a.m. I'm wiped out. Normally, I'm telling you, I would have, and Vince can attest to this, I would have certainly spewed more expletives, but I'm just tired. I'm exhausted.
Right on.
Nice day.
I heard you spew one.
Man.
Maybe a couple.
Thanks for having me.
You have no reason to be tired. You didn't even get groped at the airport.
I know.
Oh,
but
did
like,
you do
you know,
did you?
No, I. Oh,
you
shit.
Go through
the
photoscopes.
Right?
Yeah, we're in the archives. I gotta go relieve myself for a second. If you guys, I don't know. Do you guys just want to chat or?
Sure.
Yeah, we can just kick it while you go and drain it.
All right, don't if you
shake it more than twice.
Wait, no. Don't wait. Don't chill though. As long as you don't chill.
Oh God,
cool,
that's right. Because we're too old to talk about chilling.
We're too old to chill. But
oh,
it's
God.
Okay to kick it. So as long as you're just kicking it.
I can say chill.
Yeah.
All right,
but if
I'm
don't
wait,
don't
can.
Get too loud.
Chill.
Hey, don't
Full
get too
long.
Loud.
Yeah,
I don't want to wake up my neighbors. All right.
If you shake
off.
It more than twice,
now.
If you shake it more than twice, scream my name.
So, Ken, yeah, I didn't.
See, that was good somewhere. You didn't get the pat down, and you didn't get the you didn't go through the freaking spectroscope.
I waited in this ridiculously long security line. I guess it's still just holiday travelers and things are backed up. And so it was nuts. And so I waited for, I don't know, it was probably 2.5 hours. And then I was checking on my phone and I saw that the flight was like, I had left the gate. I mean, there was no... So I just turned around and walked back out. But, you know, that's also a security breach.
Yeah, it is.
So,
if you stop
I just turned around
it,
and... Well, no, but, I mean, I wasn't even anywhere near being groped. And then I was, like, walking back out, and I said, and I guess, you know, someone asked me, and I was like, line's too long. I'm going to go try, you know, down at the other end of the terminal. And they're like, okay. And then I just walked out. Because, I mean, that was the thing, you know? And then I was like, can I get some sort of a voucher? I didn't get groped. I didn't have a nude photo taken of me. Can I get some sort of a voucher for a local I don't know, happy ending massage parlor. Right? So it was stupid, but it really, you know, I mean, that was my, and I've got to go to the airport again in not so many hours, so I'm not really
that excited. Short trip, huh? Short visit?
No, I didn't go anywhere. That's the thing. I stayed where I am. I'm supposed to be right now in real America, and instead,
oh, where are you now?
Stuck where I am, California.
Oh, or it's
yeah.
Either California or the rest.
Well, no, California is not America. Texas is America. I'm going to Texas tomorrow in the morning.
No, Texas is
America. I'm just exhausted.
Texas
it is
not America. Texas is America.
America.
I've been to Texas. That's scary.
I've worked there. Oh, I love it. You know what?
It's
weather.
Nice weather.
Sucks, but what? Oh, the weather
nice
is terrible.
Weather.
The people are great. Well, I guess it's all relative, right?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Nebraska.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, it's better weather than you have. Here in California, it's torture.
Yeah.
You both do stand up. Do you guys know a Danny Browning by chance?
I don't know
the
name.
At a Floyd
Town. I mean, where is he based?
I was in grade school with a retard named Danny Brownier.
Oh, nice. So, he throws out the R word. Good
yes, I did. We're off the air.
Oh, it's still archived, man. Come on. No,
yeah,
I mean,
true.
You know, when those people come in, I'm tired. And I have, you know, there's a situation going on with one of my pets. And I've got to leave, and she's sick. I mean, I can get explicit if you'd like. But anyway, I'm just tired. Like, I've been awake for 2 days because I've been trying to get out of Los Angeles forever. And I can't. So, I don't know. It is what it is. I love the trolls. I love that Flawless crew. I mean, the fact is, it's so funny because I'm not fat. And so I'm just all like, I eat sticks of butter and blah, 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 blah. I play along with them. I'm just tired tonight. And, you know, my pet unfortunately has, and I'm going to get explicit. Vince will kill me later. She's having bloody shit. So,
nice.
You know, I know, and I have to go to work tomorrow. I should have gone today, but I'm glad that I'm here because this is serious stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, it's not fun. So, anyway,
you got me all self-conscious for saying the R word now. I mean, my daughter's that way, you know?
Your daughter's retarded?
Well, she's not retarded. She has a... There's a lot of things going on with her. She's wonderful. I love her to death.
Cool.
You know,
Look, here's where I stand with this. No, Steve, listen. Here's where I stand with, you know, all the bad words. And I'm sort of, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm with Vince Vaughn on this.
Okay. Oh, Vince Vaughn. Go ahead.
Yeah. Because once you start saying you can't say retard or you can't say fag or you can't say whatever, they're just words. People call me fat. Look, I know I'm not. There are pictures. You can go Google me. There are pictures of me all over the place. I can barely keep weight on. Okay? Complete opposite. I'm not bothered by any of that. They can call me bitch or whatever. I don't care. They're just words. They don't bother me.
You're more of that type B personality then.
No, not necessarily. But I mean, I just don't care. Sure. And I think Vince Vaughn had said when they tried to filter out, I guess there was some retard joke or whatever. He said, when you start to limit our speech, it's not free speech anymore. And then, more importantly, is where do we draw the line, right? So then you can't say bitch, and then you can't say bone, and then you can't say boner, then you can't say Vince. right?
Well, I'm a true believer in the fact that it isn't the word, it's the asshole behind the word, you know, which is a George Carlin quote.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
You know,
well,
not,
I'm a big
not
Carlin
the word you should
fan.
Be afraid of.
Love that.
And then,
you know,
and
how
then,
it, hey,
eventually, you can't tell the aristocrats. I mean,
I have a friend. So. Yes, I have a friend who produced that movie.
Oh wow!
So.
Neat.
Yeah.
It was the Think film.
That was a big one. Vince, are you back?
Great movie.
Vince in the Bay. I thought I heard a mic move.
The best one was Gilbert doing the Aristocrats on
yeah.
Oh my God.
Comedy Central.
Yeah. I saw that.
I've done the Aristocrats, and I don't know how many comedians just will decide to do their own version, and I could not ever replicate it. I couldn't do it again.
I have a
it
friend
just
who could.
Something that I felt, well, no, my own version of it. I couldn't do it. It was just off the top of my head. There was, you know, something about it, the end was it was basically a picture that hung over my fireplace with me and all my drunk friends in the God, wow, great way to go, Steve. You've just forgotten everything. In a cemetery. We're in a cemetery doing really odd shit, and then. You know,
see, you really can't do it. You're not being dishonest.
And the picture that the cop took, you know, was, you know, hung over my fireplace, and it was called The Aristocrats. And see, that was how I did it, you know.
That's what Vince ought to do tomorrow, The Aristocrats.
With the flaws.
Talking about the
joke.
The joke, The Aristocrats.
Yes. You need to do that tomorrow night.
Oh, man. I hated that movie.
Oh, but it's so funny.
Ooh.
After you watch that movie, you don't ever want to hear that anybody try to do that joke, though. And that's why I will not do it on my show. I don't want to hear it.
That's the thing. You don't ever know if you're going to be hearing the joke because people do their own versions of it. You know, people will go through an elaborate
setup. I basically do my own version of it every night. I just don't put the opening and the punchline at the beginning at the end.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yours is this guy does a BTR radio
show. Oh,
those flawless
bitches are doing a show right now.
Oh, that's
or
so
no.
awesome.
No, they were.
Yeah,
no, they went to one.
Tranny.
No, they did one earlier. No. I'm lying. They did one earlier. I'm just now checking my email and catching up. It's just Iconoclast Geek Clubhouse. That's what we're that's right.
You missed Benjamin's this afternoon.
Hey, can I interrupt you for a real quick second? I am so tired. I've got to get to the airport like in, you know, 5 hours. I've got to go. I'm really sorry.
Go.
I'm sorry I caused so much trouble. I don't know. I thought those girls were funny. But anyway, I do. I have to try and sleep. Because I was at the airport early this morning, and I've got to go again tomorrow and hopefully make it to America.
Third time's the charm.
Let's hope so, man. All right, guys. Anyway, thank you all. Thank you, Vince and Ken and Steve, right?
Yeah, Steve. Good
all
day.
Right.
Good night.
Yep.
All right, Moxie.
Nighty night.
All right.
Bye.
There's Moxie. And with that, I'm going to take a little Sheila E. drum break and be right back.
Thank you.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Don't really call in pieces of shit that are listening to this on the goddamn archives.
On the archives.
Stupid ass, flawless crew pieces of shit.
I was in my shows on time. I didn't even know you could go this far into it.
Do what?
Do what? I was in my shows on time, you know?
Oh, yeah, I usually can at least nail the end. I usually can shut people up for in enough time to wrap things up for my live listeners and then take a little break and then come back and do the post-game wrap-up. But we were kind of getting into it there and kind of got lost in the flow. And
yeah, it got weird.
Missed it, yeah.
Strange.
Yeah, that Flawless crew, I love them to death. They're a lot of fun. But sometimes I think they take things personally. I don't know why, but they're funny. They're fun. I think they're hilarious. I love the one-liners and stuff they come up with and their lingo and everything. I think it's great. But at a certain point, it just becomes like, come on, kids, no mas.
Right on. How old are you?
Vince? What's that?
How old am I? Yeah.
I'm 37.
Oh, okay. I'm a little guy. I'm there. I'm right around there. I'm a little
Where
older.
Where are you exactly?
40.
Okay. Yeah, same neighborhood.
Well, I'm down with the lingo. I'm down, as they say. I didn't even have to say as they say because I'm one of the assholes that talks that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Those. I don't know if you've encountered that crew before, that Flawless crew, but they're fun. I like them in small doses, though. I really do. And I know they're listening to this in the archive, and I don't care. Honestly, Flawless crew, I think you guys are fun. I love you. And I hope you continue to come back to my show. It's just, I like you guys in small doses. I really do. That was your charm. The first, because when Flawless Crew first started trolling my show, they would come in for about 10, 15 minutes, just swarm the chat room like you saw.
Oh, yeah.
And then swarm the phone lines. Usually two or three of them call in. Couple of them. Are you train hopping tonight? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I got my stick in my hobo bag and I'm waiting.
All right. So
they swarm the chat.
Yeah, so they swarm the chat and they call in. Usually a couple of them call in, like they did tonight, and a couple of them will call in at the same time with their little robotic pre-recorded or pre-whatever typed out.
Oh, that isn't you?
Huh?
That isn't you. Okay.
Thought it was me?
Yeah, no, I thought it was you with the electronic voice.
No, man, I don't have enough time or energy or creativity to come up with some of that shit, man. Are you kidding me? You can't make up that shit. Yeah, I can't make up that shit. It's great. That's great. What I love about BTR is if you just embrace it, the fact that there's all these trolls and stuff here. All right, Ken, are you like sanding down something in your shed? What's going on?
I'm not doing nothing. I'm sitting here. I even got red eye turned down.
Oh, is that Steve?
Yeah, I just took my coat off.
Okay, Steve. I thought that's you. All right. I thought it sounded like...
I don't have a studio either.
All right. It's fine. You're just rubbing it against something that's kind of weird.
Don't even have a popsicle tonight.
Yeah.
That's in the archive. That's stuck to the tape.
Yeah. But anyhoot, yeah. So they would come in periodically and just swarm my chat, my call in and fuck with me for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then they'd leave. They'd come in out of nowhere and they'd leave like abruptly. And it was just like, you know, they came in and left just as mysteriously as they came in, and it was cool. It kept us on our toes and stuff. But then it got to the point where they would come in a lot, like almost every day, and then there was a couple shows, like the entire show they were on, and it just became like overplayed. So I like them in small doses. I like them to come on my show, do their thing, you know, hang out if they want, but you know, at a certain point, okay. And they love to criticize, they love to complain. Everything is a flop. You know, Moxie's a flop. I'm a flop. Everybody's a flop. You know, it's like, but it's hilarious because they keep coming back. That's what I love about it is they always say they're done with me and they're never coming back, and here they are a couple years later.
Well, it's like the Jew, yeah. You know, and I like the Jew.
Yeah,
he's a great guy, but he will take over your. Well, there's a guy that goes by One Angry Jew. And
I'm a troll and a liar.
That's him. Anyway, if you let him on, he would literally take over your show, and it was that was his thing. And it was, you know, it's hilarious once you figure out what he's doing, but you can only take him in certain amounts. And I like him. I'm friends with him. I talk with him. So
I'm that guy, too. I didn't even mean to tonight. I went to another BTR show, and it was just kids. It was like 19, 20-year-old kids, and it said comedy on there. And so I'll zone right in on that one word in the category, and okay, cool, comedy. It's so much better than listening to people talk about wrestling. Thank God. And Bible thumpers, no more. I don't want to hear it. Okay. Thanks. Already read the Bible, saw it. Yeah, great. But when I see comedy, it's about ideas, usually. Hopefully, it's about ideas instead of he said, she said. I don't care about all that. I give me something new to think about, you know? And so I get on there, and one guy, one, the host is yawning. One of the co-hosts is going, I'm like, I call in, you guys are new to this, aren't you? No, we've been doing a show for a while. Okay, I'm not trying to criticize or anything, just, you know, hey, I'll hang out for a minute. Spice it up a little bit. I was not on tonight, though, for you guys' show. Your show, seriously, just took me by surprise. I've never seen this before with so many people on here. I had like 26 people, I think, on my very first show, and it was crazy. 26 live listeners.
Well, you need to check out the Black Conservative sometime if you want a train wreck. If you love a train wreck. And Vince hooked me on the Benjamin Solomon show.
Yeah.
That's a train wreck,
Solomon.
Yeah, Benjamin Solomon.
Yeah, it's a train wreck in slow motion is what it is.
The funny ones that I see are like NASCAR and wrestling. You know, the opiates, you know, the pacifiers. You know, the placators, the shows where they're talking about just nonsense.
Oh, that's
I
love the political show.
Yeah, well, I mean, even with the politics, it's the same way. You got people talking about people they don't know. You know, what's his name is all for this and that, and he lied. Well, that's all double talk. I've heard it all. I've heard one side say it this way and the other side say it's the other way, and there's no sorting through it. Well, yeah, okay, I've heard it. So this was cool. This really took me by surprise, and I'm glad you had me on. Thank you.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. You're totally welcome back anytime. I love mixing it up and having different people. Ideally, I like to have, you know, a couple, like two or three people that just stick with me for the whole show and are just sort of like my guests for the whole time, and we just take calls together and whatever. People bring up topics as they come through, and yeah, I just play off the chat. I play off the callers. It's a call-in show. I try to have fun with it, and so far.
I didn't hear anything about foot fetishes.
Okay. What time? You didn't hear us talking about foot fetish? Are you being?
No, I must have missed it.
Facetious? Are you serious?
Yeah, I guess I'll go back.
Yeah, if you listen to the archive, the first 45 minutes or hour is just me talking about Rex Ryan.
Rex Reed?
Yeah. Did I get the name wrong? Fuck, I wonder if I called him Rex Ryan before. Whatever, the coach for the Jets. Yeah, I played a clip from one of the videos. And I also played his press conference where he gets confronted about it. And and you were there at the end, right as we were talking about, didn't you hear us joking about it? And I played. I was actually playing it again towards the end of the show. Again, and we were joking over it. But,
I just came in. And I must have caught the very tail end of it because it was you had some song on, and then everybody was on just going after Moxie, and then you and calling you a pedophile on that.
Yeah.
The whole Hanson thing.
Yeah, that got a little bit out of control tonight.
The Chris Hansen thing? Or Moxie? Or
just the whole thing. But, of course, it was my first experience with them, so...
Yeah, it was chaotic. But sometimes that's fun. Sometimes it's a change of pace, you know?
Granny Tranny? Oh, is that what those kids... Those kids are on to Granny Tranny now.
I haven't gone to that yet. I was going to go to there or go there next, but
yeah, the ones that I'm gonna probably check out. I'm gonna check out. These are what I'm gonna probably be. I'm either gonna be a granny tranny. They'll probably get kicked out of there. Pinko the bear, no.
No, Pinko, yeah.
Crazy Wolf, maybe. Iconoclast, or if I'll go to granny tranny, get kicked out of there, and probably either go to. I'll check out Crazy Wolf, get bored, and then go to the Marijuana Network guy. And then trip out for a second on why his chat's completely empty, and then go to an Iconoclast. Yeah,
because all his listeners are trying to figure out what buttons to hit.
I don't understand that. You guys ever go to that show?
No.
There's never no one in there.
There's never anybody in there. The guy sounds like he's like a legit radio personality. He sounds like a lot of other BTRs, you know, sort of this scrap heap of leftover talk radio or radio personalities, FM or AM for that matter, just leftover radio personalities that have for whatever reason dropped out of the industry. They're just here sort of doing their thing on BTR.
Yeah,
I think he's one of these people. But he must be like Debbie Daly and have his own network and do his own thing. I haven't really investigated him too much, but every time I go into his chat, it's him by himself talking usually. Sometimes he's got a chick on, and there's like me in the chat, and that's it. And he doesn't chat. He does not chat at all. Mm. He'll respond to you if you talk in the chat, but that's it. It's a trip. I don't know what's going on with that dude.
See, I'm only showing 6 shows on all over BTR.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. Granny, Tranny, Pinko, Iconoclast, Crazy, and Marijuana, I think.
I'm not even seeing... I'm not even seeing Granny, Tranny, or Marijuana.
Right. I got King Cat, Eastside, Pinko, Hustlin' Air, Donnie
Dean. Oh, my God. The American Dad is on right now. Bill Wagoner is doing a show right now? Are you kidding me?
Huh?
Like,
I'm going to refresh my page.
I see the chats that I see are Crazy Wolf, Pinto, Donnie B Radio, Hustlin' Air Radio, Eastside Something, Iconoclast TX, King Cat Radio, and the American Dad.
I don't have American Dad on here.
Yeah, I just got Bill just come up.
Las Vegas. Las Vegas, I am home.
I don't see it. Gosh darn it.
Go to On Air. Go to On Air. He's in there. There's one. I see, seven people are on air right now.
Oh,
all right. Well, I'm going to wrap this up, guys. Thanks a lot for coming through. I appreciate it. Come back again. You're welcome on the show, as always. We can, chop it up about anything. It's a call-in show. I love participation better than me talking out of my ass. But thanks, everybody, for calling in. Appreciate the love. I will check you out again tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, and that's 1 a.m. Atlantic, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, check me out. On the internet at vincesvault.com. I'm going to try to update some files up there. I am sort of an audiophile. I do a lot of live concert recordings and stuff, and sometimes they're more elaborate than others, but I'm going to update that at some point. That's vincesvault.com. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And also follow me here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. You can subscribe to me on iTunes. I got about 26, 27 shows left to go in this format. So we're going to try to do it going out with a bang. And that's it. I'll check you out soon. And as always, keep the faith.
Thank you, very nice.